a man. And Pastor Stennett was always amazed at this, that this poor man's grasp and knowledge of the Scripture really amazed him. The man's name, we only know his first name, his name was Caleb. And he and his family lived about 7 miles from the church. Now, this is the late 1600s, so that was a long way from the church. And Pastor Stennett mentions that this man and his family were always present unless the weather made it impossible to be there. One winter, it was especially bad winter. It seemed that the storms came and just stayed in this area for many days. And Caleb and his family were unable to make it to the meetings. As the weather continued, the pastor was concerned about their welfare. But no sooner was there a break in the weather than Pastor Saul looked up and saw Caleb and his family sitting in the audience. When the meeting was over, he made his way to Caleb and he asked him. He said how he had endured the weather and how it was. And Caleb answered. He responded, "Never better in my life. We not only had necessities, but we lived upon dainties during the whole time." So Pastor kind of inquired about that, and Caleb explained that one night in the midst of the roughest part of the weather, they actually finished all their food. They had no more food. There would be no food tomorrow. And Caleb and his family gathered, they prayed, and they reminded God of his promises. And Caleb said that God just gave him kind of an unusual peace as they prayed. And so they went to bed that night. Before daybreak, Caleb heard a knock at the door in the middle of the storm, I remind you. And there was a man standing there that had a wagon. And the man, he asked him, wanted to make sure this was Caleb's home. And then the man requested Caleb's assistance as he unloaded the wagon. And Caleb asked what it was. And the man just said provisions. And Caleb asked who had sent it. And the man replied that he really believed that God had sent it. He didn't say anything more than that. And they unloaded the wagon. Caleb and his wife discovered that there was bread, flour, oatmeal, butter, cheese, salted and fresh meat, and much more. Well, the pastor was just really kind of amazed by this story, and as Caleb seemed to be, and so he just determined that he would try to discover what had happened here. 2 years later, the pastor was visiting a family, visiting out of town, and he stayed with a family closer to London and quite a distance from the church. When he was there, he stayed a few nights there with this family, a doctor, actually was a doctor and his wife. And one evening they were visiting, and the doctor asked him to give a devotional. He wanted to, and the pastor sent it, gave a devotional on the subject of prayer. And he explained, actually he told this story to kind of illustrate how God answers prayer to this man and his wife. Upon mentioning Caleb's name, the doctor exclaimed, "Caleb, I shall never forget him as long as I live." And he said, and the pastor said, do you know who it is? Dr. Talbot was his name. Dr. Talbot said, I have little knowledge of him, but by your description, I know this must be the same man. And then Dr. Talbot went on to tell the story. He said it was a couple of summers back. He was riding his horse, and he came upon a number of people gathered in a barn, just meeting. He said his curiosity got the best of him, so he went to the barn door, and to his surprise, there was a man there preaching to a fairly large gathering. And while he was waiting during the preaching, he was standing next to a very poor man, he said, who had his Bible. And every reference that was mentioned, this man looked up the reference and just seemed to pore over the verses as this pastor spoke. Following the service, the doctor talked to this man, and he was, as I said, this is late 1600s, and so this man was truly a very poor man. But he was kind of surprised to find out how intelligent he was. And the doctor asked of his employment, his family. He talked about his family, and the only thing he got from him that his name was Caleb, and the doctor just left and went home, thinking nothing more of it. However, one night in the middle of this terrible winter storm, he seemed to hear a voice say this: "Send provisions to Caleb." and it woke him up. He doesn't know. He didn't know if he heard that voice or if it was a dream. He actually asked his wife if she had heard it, and she said, no, it must have been a dream. Again, he fell back asleep, and he was awakened by the same thing, send provision to Caleb, provisions to Caleb, and it woke him out of his sleep again. He was convinced that this must be the Lord in telling him something, and so he said he got his, he attempted to go to sleep again, but he could not. He decided again he resists no longer, so he called his servant. He asked him to bring his horse, and they loaded in a wagon whatever they could find of food. And then he instructed his servant that he said, take the provisions to Caleb. And the servant said, Caleb, you know, who's Caleb? And the doctor said, I know very little of him, he said, but his name is Caleb. He's a collier, he's a coal miner, and he lives among the hills. Let the horse go, and you'll be sure to find him. So the servant did that. In the middle of the storm, just took off riding towards the lowlands, the hills. And he said that when he reached this house, that's why he wanted to make sure this was Caleb's home, and it was, and so he unloaded the provisions. And that's why when questioned, the man said, I think God sent it, and I think he truly did. And so I tell that story, just really an amazing story of God's provision, how that God promises he'll supply all our need according to his riches. And a true story, and maybe an encouragement to us that God does answer in the most difficult of times. And I want to thank the Lord this morning for Pastor Stennett and this man, Caleb, who history only knows as Caleb. All right, ushers, if you'll come, we'll take our offering. And the girls are going to play Nearer Still Near, and you can follow along. I think it's hymn number 340 in your hymn book if you'd like to follow. Paul, would you pray for us, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to